LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, Steve Martin, is the artistic director of the Strauss Theater Center's Young Troupe with a new show going up this weekend. Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Glad to have you here today. The show, The Adventures of Robin Hood. Heard a little bit about it if you were listening to Vocal Vibes on yesterday with Debbie Chandler, but a fun show and lots of fun things that you guys are doing with it. A little different twist.
A very different twist. You've never seen Robin Hood this way before. I guarantee that.
So how does this go together? I understand that there's some contemporary music involved.
Yes, contemporary music. We plug in all kinds of little modern things in the show. A bicycle shows up at some point, actually. Everybody keeps asking me where I got the inspiration for this, and I have no idea. I think it was just listening to a bunch of rock songs one day.
Okay, so how do the rock songs fit in with the story of the guy who robs from the rich to feed the poor?
Well, this particular version has a lot of swashbuckle. You know, it's just plenty of action. And it reminded me a little bit of the film A Knight's Tale, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And so I started kind of thinking of that concept, and it just kind of grew into that. And the kids adapted it and started making things their own and started bringing in things of their own to kind of fuse the two together. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a great process. You know, it's been really, what else can we possibly throw in here to make this happen?
You know? And the fun, I guess, from your standpoint as a director is, okay, you know, that's a really funny bit, but is it something that is going to move the story where it needs to go?
Yeah. Exactly, because we didn't want to take away from the traditions of all the legends of Robin Hood, and we wanted for it to feel like it was in the 1100s also, and just kind of throw something in your face all of a sudden just to give you a little whack, I guess.
So where did the script come from, and then how much did you guys tweak it?
Well, the script came from a company that does classic literature for students, mainly for younger audiences. And we pretty much stayed true to the script. We tweaked it a little bit, perhaps the way that we present characters. Instead of maybe, for example, there's a hippie that shows up. Okay. Things like this, doing the exact lines. And this is a tradition we do at Young Troupe, you know, setting Shakespeare plays in the Old West and outer space. And so this is just kind of taking this thing that we've always done. As someone asked me, how did you Young Troupe it?
How did you Young Troupe it? It's becoming
right.
A verb now.
Yeah, it is.
So tell me, if you're going for the 1100s, you must have had a lot of fun with costumes and with your set design. Tell me about how those came together.
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell you, our costumes were done by Amy Medlin, a very, very gifted costumer. And it's a large cast. And I don't know how she didn't just pull her hair out. She was so patient and worked so hard day and night. And the set... the set was a lot of fun. We've kind of rebuilt a stage on our stage, you know, and left it kind of wide open because there's a lot of action in this show. We needed plenty of room for fencing and fighting and tumbling and all this, you know.
So who's doing your fight choreography?
C.J. Gautreau, who grew up at the Young Troupe. You're shaking your head because the whole world knows
because
C.J.
I've known C.J. since he was a little kid.
Right, and that fiery little kid he was, he's now a fiery little adult.
Awesome.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of fun with that. And every one of the kids participates somehow in fight choreography, and there's a couple of really wild scenes out there.
So tell me about your cast. Obviously, doing this with a young audience, classic literature with a not just a young audience sometimes, but with a young cast is sometimes challenging for them getting into the language, getting into the culture of when it was set.
Sure.
Despite whatever the updating, the young trooping that you might have done to it.
Sure, yeah. And they really did a good job. The first thing I told them was that this is just one story of Robin Hood. There are so many legends out there of Robin Hood, and this is just one story, you know, and it kind of has all the basics. You have the conflict between the sheriff and Robin Hood, and the love story between Marian and Robin Hood, but all the kids kind of just really started exploring all the different legends, and they would come to rehearsal with, hey, I read something online, or I looked up in a book, and here's another story about him. So it's been a lot of fun learning about that, you know.
And that's part of the process.
Absolutely.
The learning process.
We're not just an artistic theater. We're an educational theater. And any time that the kids can learn something is very important to me.
So tell us about your leads. Who are they? Where do they come from? And how are they working together in this show?
Okay. Bo Coleman is playing Robin Hood. Beau's been around for a while, but this is his first shot at playing the lead, and he's very, very gifted and a really good fencer. He fences outside of the theater. Nathaniel Medlin, who another one has been around forever and ever, somehow I always end up casting him as the bad guy. Maybe if he became a better kid. No, I'm playing. No. He's a great kid. And then Catherine Clackholtz plays Maid Marian.
Mm-hmm. So performances starting this weekend and then continuing next weekend, too.
That's right. 24th, 31st at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. The box office number is 323-6681. Talk to somebody about a membership. In fact, I've challenged the kids. If they can get a certain amount of memberships, I will color my hair whatever color they tell me to.
So we might be seeing you next time with a whole new hair color.
So far, the vote's hot pink. So I'm hoping they'll have a change of heart and maybe go for like purple or something.
Steve Martin is the artistic director at the Strauss Theater Center's Young Troupe. Performances of The Adventures, full name, The Adventures of Robin Hood.
The Adventures of Robin Hood.
Coming up this Saturday and next, 2 and 5 p.m. The box office number, one more time?
323-6681.
Steve, thank you so much for being here today.
Jay, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.